This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson. We want to get his thoughts in reaction to the president's first official State of the Union speech, although it was his third address before a joint session of Congress. And Senator, thanks so much for your time.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you.
The lion's share of the speech focused on the economy, the president highlighting what he's done already and what he hopes to do. Anything jump out at you as most significant, either good or bad?
Well, I guess a few things. The right word is probably surprised. I was surprised that he rededicated himself to trying to pass the comprehensive health care bill, which ran into so much trouble in December, and which is so unpopular around the country. There's no question there's some things that we need to do on health care, but we ought to do them in a step-by-step measured basis rather than a comprehensive approach that really severely damages Medicare, raises taxes, and lessens opportunity in many cases. As far as jobs were concerned, I'm glad he mentioned jobs. I'm glad he talked about empowering small business. I'm glad he embraced cutting taxes, but he's got to get into the specifics. As far as taking TARP money and giving it to banks to loan to small business, this administration and its regulators need to understand that credit is tight in this country, primarily because of regulatory overpressure on the banking system. We'd lots rather have credit flowing from banks because their regulation is loosened up than having credit approved because we're borrowing TARP dollars and creating more debt in the country.
We're talking with Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson. And Senator, we've heard a lot of rumors about what may be happening as this health care debate continues and Democrats try to figure out a way to pass what's irreconcilable to this point. And the talk has come up of reconciliation. From what you're hearing, is that a feasible option or is that just talk at this point?
Well, my answer is, I have to be honest, I was on the floor about 2 hours ago, and the rumor was circulating that they were going to try and use reconciliation to do health care. That's probably the only way they can do it. But, you know, what the public reconciliation is kind of one of those inside baseball terms. But what it basically is, it's a budgetary reconciliation process on taxes, revenues, and spending. It does not, by definition, include policy. So if they tried to pass the health care bill through reconciliation, they'd be passing all the tax increases, some of the appropriations, but none of the legislation from a standpoint of policy. That would be a very dangerous thing to have done. I would severely oppose that, as I think all of my colleagues would in the Republican conference, and hopefully we'd get some Democrats too as well.
Senator, there are also other topics, of course, brought up in the speech. Some have said that he didn't spend enough time on national security and really didn't even mention the Christmas Day bombing attempt or the Fort Hood shooting. Your thoughts on those issues in particular in terms of Homeland Security?
Well, I think that the Christmas Day bombings had to be something. He did focus briefly on talking about what had been done since then in terms of behavioral officers at the airports and some of the things that we've increased in some surveillance. But I was really shocked that he didn't address the movement of the Gibno 9/11 terrorists to New York for trial and giving them constitutional rights. As you know, today Mayor Bloomberg in New York came out saying New York doesn't want them. It's not right to bring them here. Most groups have come out against giving these Sheikh Khalil Mohammed and the other terrorists U.S. constitutional rights when they're enemy combatants who slaughtered thousands of people on 9/11 in New York City. To think that he'd go through a 70-minute speech and not even mention that was very surprising to me.
Senator, also briefly mentioning lifting the don't ask, don't tell policy on gays in the military. Do you see that as having any traction?
When your country has 10% unemployment, 17% underemployment, when your economy is stressed and families are hurting, when you have the significant decisions we have to make to revisit don't ask, don't tell, on that basis in that speech was surprising to me. Obviously, in the Clinton administration, that was a very controversial issue early in his first term that distracted the country from what it needed to do. I think it'll do the same thing now.
In that same section of the speech, and some were surprised he didn't mention this in greater detail, and that's immigration reform. He had said a few months ago that this would be a major push at the start of this new year. Not a lot of language on that. What do you expect, if anything, this year?
I don't expect anything. That was one sentence that included the term immigration reform with no details. I don't think I was just very surprised he even brought it up. I don't think it'll be an issue. On surprises also, I was very surprised that he verbally embraced free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and Korea, but didn't mention the fact that his administration has blocked those free trade agreements for the last year from coming to the floor. On the one hand, he was for it. On the other hand, he's been against it. It'll be interesting to see which way he goes.
Senator, some conservatives, some Republicans have been encouraged by the fact that the president seemed open to expanding offshore energy exploration and even nuclear power. How serious do you think he is about that?
Well, if he will rescind his executive order that prohibits offshore drilling, then you'll know that the president is serious in terms of the offshore exploration for oil. In terms of nuclear, I think there is a critical mass that's a significant majority of the United States Senate Republicans and Democrats that agree that nuclear energy is the one common denominator to having more affordable energy, less dependence on foreign oil, and less polluting energy generated in the United States. I think Republicans and Democrats can agree on that. I hope the president will do the things necessary to help give us the loan guarantees and a nuclear regulatory commission that is sufficient to get these plants licensed and on board within a reasonable period of time.
Two quick questions in our remaining time here for Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson. And Senator, the president also spent some time trying to bridge the partisan divide. Do you believe he accomplished much in that area?
Well, he still is going to have to reach out. He took a swipe, a partisan swipe, really, last night. But on the health care situation, we tried and tried over 9 months last year to offer both bipartisan as well as partisan proposals to be debated side by side with the administration proposal, and they never would even give us the standing to have that debate. So once the administration demonstrates that it's interested in hearing those ideas, not just giving them lip service, then there's a chance we can work together on some common sense agreements to some step-by-step progress to making health insurance more accessible and more affordable to Americans, but not in such a comprehensive way as the administration tried last year.
Final question for you, sir. When you go home to your state and travel around the great state of Georgia, do you sense that there's one specific thing your constituents want you to do and do first?
Jobs in the economy. I think the unemployment in my state is 10.2%. Underemployment is somewhere around 17%. It's very important that we get the economy back. It's very important that we get jobs back. That's the number one issue on the minds of all Georgians.
And is there one specific way they want you to address that?
They want a predictable environment on taxes, on regulation, and on policy. If you look at the last year and you look at what's on the table right now, taxes go up at the end of this year on January 1st of next year, the top marginal rates, taxes on small business, estate tax comes back in all its fury, and bonus depreciation's evaporated and gone. And that was a single big producer of revenue and income for small business. That's an unacceptable environment. And then with the health care, if you're a small businessman and you still think the health care bill may come back, you've got to wait on making decisions for more employees until you see how much cost, fines, or taxes that health care bill is going to bring about. We need regulatory and taxable certainty for business to expand.
Well, Senator, certainly a lot on your plate. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
I enjoyed talking to you. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.